Animals love me for some reason.
Apparently.
You guys ready?
Yes. I'm getting kisses from the dog on my hand. It's from Simba.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. I also made that one up like a really long time ago.
Yeah, that was...
It's good. It was very gay, wasn't it? Like, gay African dance club.
Did they have gay Africans?
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Okay, did the gay Africans have a dance club?
I'm sure.
In the jungles. Okay. They play in the jungle, the mighty jungle.
I was about to call you Miss South Carolina.
Well, if they
the
have...
Gays, if they have clubs... Maps. Because, yeah. Well...
Some people don't have maps, so they might not know, like, where
such
countries
as
are.
The Africans who are gay or black.
Do they have black people in Africa? I don't know.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 209. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is Julian.
Yes, that is correct. That is Nicole that you have heard.
I am here.
Live and in person, not on a phone, asking for directions.
I know, right? Somebody messaged me, go, yeah, she's real sick, calling for directions, because I told him you were sick, that you had the flu, or, you know, that you had a cold, and then whatever, and like, yeah, she's real sick, so sick she skipped the show to go eat.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night, because I was lost for 4 hours.
We were recording at 7.
I was driving at that time.
Was it that late when we recorded?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was driving, looking for the interstate.
No, it was earlier than that.
I was thinking it was earlier.
I was driving, looking for the interstate.
And you just didn't find it, even
and
with the directions I gave you.
And I didn't get back to Lakeland, and I got to my house at 10 o'clock.
But you stopped and ate at the Olivia Gardens.
Yes, because we were effing starving.
Girl. Was it good?
Yes.
Girl, you need some navigation.
Next time I'm going to borrow Ricky's.
GPS system.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch.
I had to adjust it. Shut
That's
up.
That's what
well,
she said.
Keep your penis in your pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't touch it.
Don't look at it. You'll make it go down. You'll make it go down.
Why have I said that before?
Oh. Don't look. Don't look. Don't touch it.
No. More
Don't
like,
breathe on it.
More like they look at it and they go down.
Aww. Unless you're meaning like they go down on you.
Well, that
which
too. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's totally what happened. Yeah, that's what happened.
No, you meant that they say, oh, I gotta go. I have to get up early in the morning.
I'm feeling kind of sick.
Yeah, I have to work early in the morning. Yeah.
Pingo pequeña.
I'm not comfortable doing this. I need to leave.
I'm not comfortable. Well, no, I'm not going to finish that statement. If I wanted a third grade penis, I'd go get one.
Oh no!
Speaking of third grade penises,
if I wanted to play scavenger hunt, I would go to a different place. Find it, find it.
Oh well, how are you people? We're fine. We're good. It's getting hot here in Florida.
It is.
It's starting to get icky. Icks.
Sucks for me.
Oh yeah, since you work outside,
job.
Yeah. You're gonna look like an Indian.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the. Kind. Not
yeah,
that. Welcome to 7-Eleven. Not that kind.
Would you like to get a buy one, get one free on these cigarettes today?
You guys are so racist.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
Hey, Julian, do you want to hear a joke?
What?
What's the difference between peanut butter and jam?
I don't know.
You can't peanut butter your dick up someone's ass.
Okay.
That was on How I Met Your Mother the other night. But they can't say, obviously, the punchline, so I had to Google it.
I have to Google Papa Gangsta. I need to know what that is.
No, you're going to Urban Dictionary it.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary it? Well.
Don't want no Papa Gangsta.
How was your all's week? What did you guys do? I'm looking this up.
Let's see. I've been out on several dates with the same guy this week.
The same guy?
The same guy.
Wow.
So things are going well in that respect. We went to see my friend in a gay cabaret show over in Tampa Friday night. And it was fun and queer.
And we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, I did the fist too.
Black Panther style.
Right. Kill Whitey.
Oh. What does it mean? Did you find it?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Bullshit fake wannabe who tries to be ghetto, thinks he or she is from the streets, and is a punk-ass motherfucker who should be listening to Rush and wearing Dockers while earning a living cleaning daddy's Lexus and painting his white picket fence.
Wow.
Refer to Wigger.
Oh, I see.
That also
sums it up.
This is a sentence. You ain't from the streets. You're just another piece of shit, paper gangsta.
Well, that's an awesome here's together gangsta. Sentence, I might add.
Here's another one. A suburban kid can be white or black, comes from a rich family, usually sees a rap video on TV, asks his rich parents to buy him the clothes he sees, and acts like he's from a rough part of town around his friends and people don't know him when he really lives in a $500,000 home and drives a BMW.
Yeah. You know what the difference between a porcupine and a BMW is?
What?
A porcupine has the pricks on the outside.
Oh, nice one. A gangster on paper only. Birth certificate may even state poor rich kid. Current pop culture dictates that he copy the gangsters on TV and dress hip and urban. Check this paper gangster walking with a limp out. Limp but never got shot. Someone ought to revoke the sticker from his hat.
You got a limp if you get shot.
Depends on where you get shot.
Well, if you get shot in the face, I guess you do.
50 Cent doesn't have a limp. He's been shot 9 times.
Oh, goddamn.
Paper gangster.
The same day.
Listen to this. Somebody that makes up words and puts it in Urban Dictionary.
Right.
I love Urban Dictionary. Look up the omelet.
Wait. Listen to this sentence that they put it in. Listen that they put this sentence in. Yo, money. Hit the celly to the trap. Conserve the skrilla. Fascizi? Teasy. Then puts pads or bars in the Urban Dictionary, since us slangas are trill like that. Keep it paper gangsta, doggy.
What?
That's the sentence they put it in.
That made absolutely no sense at all, and you sounded so retarded reading it.
You might as well be speaking Chinese.
I know. Oh my god, that was hilarious.
What am I looking up?
The omelet.
Ew. Is this a sexual?
Yes, it sure is.
Wait till
nasty.
You hear it, Julian. You will giggle.
Or puke.
True. The omelet. It's my favorite thing to do.
What? This one.
Wait.
A Spanish omelet.
Oh, God.
No.
During oral sex, deep throat the girl so much she gags on your cock and throws up on it. Then you have anal sex with the vomit still on your dick and you have made a Spanish omelet.
What's the sentence say?
The bitch asked for breakfast in bed, so I gave her a Spanish omelet.
Ew, that's disgusting. Look up regular omelet. That's so gross. So gross.
You guys keep talking while I read these over because I don't.
Well, how?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Never mind.
The burnt omelet. Oh,
God. Is that when you do it to a black girl? Oh.
Yeah, your email address is.
Send all hate mail to.
Polk County Racist.
Yeah, KKK.com.
The phrase referring to a sexual maneuver in which a male, upon reaching climax, ejaculates into a female's ear. Then the male folds the female's ear over itself as to simulate the shape of an omelet and proceeds to beat the ear with his erect penis. The beating continues until the ear turns black and blue or becomes burned.
What the fuck?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
That is so there he is.
Some of the sentence they put these in is funny. A Portuguese omelet.
Oh, no.
Is when a woman puts her legs behind her head and the man cracks an egg in a bowl with chopped up ham and chives and cheese and mixes it up and pours it into her ass. Come on! No! People don't do that shit. Then she squats over a hot griddle and shits the mix into a griddle. The man cooks it and mixture it and eats it. No one does that. Come on.
Nobody uses ham.
It's all about the sausage.
Dick and Jane made a Portuguese omelet.
I have tears in my eyes. It was funny, but then you said squats over a hot griddle.
No one does that. Oh, come on, people.
These are just things people make up. They're not real, I'm sure. If they are, I'm sorry. And never meet that man. Ever.
Poor woman.
Put your legs behind your head.
Let me get the funnel.
I'm going to pour this mixture in your ass.
I'm
going to
pour this mixture of onions, chives, cheese, and ham in your ass.
And eggs. Don't forget
those. Oh, eggs.
Now squat over this griddle.
And shit them out so we can cook them and eat them.
And that's how I get
Who
off.
Who eats brown eggs anyway?
Oh. I like my scrambled eggs a little bit brown on the bottom. Ew. But not from shit being shat out of someone's ass.
Not from shit being shat?
No. Find some others.
I don't know.
Yes, do it. Look up like pirate. There's like stanky pirate or something. Oh, my eyeballs.
Let me pour this mixture into them and
blink them out right into this hot griddle.
A Western omelet.
Oh, no.
I'm already crying from the left.
You find a girl on the brink of vomit. Lay her head face down on the bed with her head over the edge, hovering a bucket. I've been there with you before.
But you didn't fry
the object is to nail her head hard enough from behind that she pukes. Bonus points if you go at her family style and dump the bucket on her when she's done.
Ew, I don't like that one.
A chino omelet. Ejaculation on the chin.
Well, since he's not going to get there, what is the regular omelet?
That's the omelet is the folding
just
of the
skin. Just putting
it,
coming in the ear, then folding it over so it's the shape of the omelet.
Who the hell comes in the ear?
I don't people who likes omelets.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, the mouth and face are right there. Why the ear?
And the eyes, even. That burns.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Giggles. Makes me giggle.
So, what else we got? What are we looking for?
I don't know.
Look up pirate.
I don't like that one.
Chino omelet.
Oh, a pirate is a misunderstood individual.
No, they have like stanky pirate or...
Pirate. One who drinks rum, gets angry, and stabs people.
I'm going to go on Urban Dictionary and make up things.
Oh, I'm getting pop-ups.
You is.
Let me change that. I don't know how. How do I get the pop-ups?
You better get out of there. You get a Trojan on your computer.
Not on a Mac. I'm done with this. Okay, next.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my lordy.
So, Nicole got a new dog.
I did. Now I have three doggies. Her name is Maggie.
And she doesn't even like all of her other ones anymore.
That's not true.
And how much did your dog cost, Nicole?
She cost me $40 a month.
For how many months?
Until I'm done paying.
40.
$1,500.
24 months.
It is not 24 months. Times 40 by 24 does not add up to what number we got told.
That does not.
Because we...
I may be from Polk County,
we
but
included,
to multiply.
No, it's included with like a cage and all kinds of stuff. So she actually, it's like $1,800. But she, the dog herself,
40
was 40
times
15.
24 is only $960.
Ooh, bam in your face. Multiplication, boy.
Well, that's what they told me at
Ooh,
the store.
I think they lied to
me. If it's more than that, I'm throwing that dog out the window.
No, this is how... Tell them what you did last night, Nicole.
I'm not saying that.
I will tell them if you don't. Tell them what you did last night.
Well, no, I was just getting very frustrated because the puppy was sleeping in
my
room.
She's had it one day.
She was sleeping in my room, and she's really loud when she snores because she sounds like a buzzsaw. And she was rolling all around in her cage, and her feet were, like, dragging on the bottom, and I was very frustrated. So I called 411 at, like, 1 o'clock to see the SPCA number so I could see if I...
To drop her off.
But I'm not gonna.
Nicole.
I'm not gonna because I still have to pay on her even if she's gone. So
yeah, FYI.
She may as well stay.
1500 divided by 40 is 37 and a half months.
Oh, well.
Which is 3 years plus a month and a half.
I'm already paying a friggin' car payment. What's one more thing? And a mortgage and everything else.
I'm
so.
just saying.
But yeah. She's cute. She's a boxer.
What would Sarah Palin say?
Shoot it from a helicopter.
We're the real Mavericks here.
The original Mavericks.
The OMs.
Original Mavericks.
So we had CC's today, and it's really gurgling in my belly right now.
Mine feels better, actually.
Oh, they closed the one on the south side because the manager was like, fuck this, I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to do it anymore. So they just closed the restaurant. What? So that's, there's a CC's for up for management if anybody wants one.
That you can reopen immediately, I guess.
Yeah, because it's all, like, still stocked and everything.
But it's nasty as shit. I'd tear that shit down and build it back up again.
I would build something else there. Not a CC's.
Like what? A Hungry Howie's buffet. Somebody's going to P.F. Chang's today.
You are?
Yes.
I'm jealous.
Me too.
I've never
Let's
been
go.
There.
Let's go with him.
My new man's taking me.
Can
Let's
we
go with him.
It'll be a double date.
I don't
kind
know.
Of. No, we don't want to go.
I'll have to get back with you on that.
I don't want to go that bad.
Me
we'll
either.
Go on our own some other time.
Yeah.
Where is it at, even?
Orlando or Tampa, I think.
Don't
they
have one at... No, that's Panda Express.
I'm assuming Tampa.
Trampa?
Yes.
What else are you going to do besides go there? Is it safe for
Things?
Airplay?
Does he listen? Did you tell him about it at
yes.
all?
Oh.
You're not supposed to tell the people you're dating about the show because we're supposed to talk about them.
Exactly.
Sorry.
What's this?
God, learn
What's
next
this dude's
time.
Name?
Chris.
Chris.
He's cute.
Chris of P.F. Chang's. That's what I'll call him from now on.
Okay.
We'll just call him P.F. Chang.
But he's not Chinese.
No.
He's real white.
Yeah, he's a white
But I'm only calling him that because that's where I know he's going.
He's a white boy like me.
Do you not?
White is right.
KKK.com.
And you can get a hold of Ricky at Polk County Racist number 2.
I want to put in KKK.com and see what comes up.
Probably a
the
hate
KKK.
Website. Fuck you fags. If you're a fag, turn this
off. Oh, it is. But look how generic this shit is. It's not even fancy.
That's because they're busy burning crosses and shooting people. They don't have time to get their website up and running properly.
Oh, please make me puke, people. Listen to this shit. Bringing a message of hope and deliverance to white Christian America. A message of love, not hate.
Right.
We love white Christian America. Everybody else can burn in hell.
Exactly.
But that's white Christian straight America, too.
Ew.
Ricky, do you want to be the Grand Imperial Wizard?
No, I'm going to be arrested for being on this website.
No, they can't. Hey, that's freedom of...
Website searching.
Right. You're allowed to look at that.
Should we play music in the background?
Get out of my way, Hyundai Sinatra.
Man.
No, oh, funny. Ricky had a stroke moment. We were driving back in a, what was it? A Nissan Sentra or something, like, cut in front of me. And he goes, move out of the way, Sinatra. And I went, you mean Sentra? And he was like, I'm talking about a dead singer. Oh, how appropriate for the KKK website.
This was The Last Thing I Do by Tammy Wynette. Ooh,
no, you should
like
be
crap.
You should be playing some horrible like German hate music like Rammstein. in the background for like a Nazi website.
I don't have that. Or something like that.
Cannibal Corpse.
How about Jewel?
Somebody, some band has a song called I Come Blood.
I think her jaggy tooth is racist.
Take on me. This is too good of a song to put with a KKK website.
But we're not at the KKK anymore. I took it down.
Good.
You took it down.
Because they should all go down. Fuckers, I hope you burn in black hell. That would be their hell, just full of black people.
How pissed are they? That,
like, whipping them with whips.
How pissed are they that Obama's the president now?
Oh, my God. So
very. They all moved to Canada.
Right.
Leave away.
I love this video.
Gonna burn a crusty.
A boot.
Wow, Sarah Palin came through that. Is she racist?
You know she is.
You know it.
That's she hates the Eskimos.
That's why everything's covered in white up there.
Even her face. Ooh.
No, that was her insides because she has 5 kids.
This is Trig and Track and Bristol and
Pond and Pooch.
I like Bristol. I like that name. But the other ones are pretty much stupid. Like Trig, Trip,
Trag,
Trat, whatever their names are.
Yeah, whatever.
They're stupid.
It sounds like she's really into math.
And what did what did Bristol name her baby? Something stupid like Trip or something like
Downsy.
That.
Downsy.
No, that's her brother. That's Downsy.
Downsy.
Downsy Dave.
Aww.
We're gonna.
My friend.
This is like the worst episode ever. People are gonna fucking hate us.
I know.
My friend Sarah has nephews that both have Down syndrome.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah.
You seem sorry. And
well, I am sorry, but what else am I supposed to say? I mean,
just stop talking.
Can we make fun of breast cancer survivors now? Or I mean, let's
people who've been through like Chernobyl and
that's sad.
Let's piss off everybody while we're.
I know. Oh, you should look up Chernobyl heart, and you can.
No,
see.
No, I don't want to see any of that stuff.
People who even now like.
Did you see the documentary?
Yes, on HBO.
Oh God, I cried so fucking hard.
Where the baby's brain like grew outside of
his head. Oh, look, it was a tear fucking jerker.
Radiation will fuck you up.
And this was like years later. These are kids that were born after that.
Oh. That's awful.
And they go and walk through the city and hear the radiation detectors are just going crazy.
The first people that were there, they didn't live more than, 24 hours past the event.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that still live in that area.
Some people live in right within the area, and they're just like, this is my home. I'm never leaving.
You ever seen the pictures of like the city that was near there that they evacuated? And
it's a ghost town.
Yeah, it's really freaky.
I don't want to go there. Especially when you have to wear like lead suits to get in there.
Yeah, you can go there, but you can't like stay.
I don't want to go.
Well, I know,
stay.
But the people who for Chernobyl heart they went there and they were only there for like an hour. They had to leave.
I wonder if it makes
you
sick.
It's like a bunch of old people that live there.
Yeah, it makes you sick.
Like instantly sick though. I mean, I wonder if it like
it's probably not instant.
I imagine within a few hours you're gonna feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Poor people, and they drink the water.
They don't have a choice. Because they don't want to leave. Because they're poor and they can't afford to.
What was that movie with Julia Roberts?
Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah, I like that movie.
I wasn't sure Noble, honey.
No.
I know. It's close.
That's just a company pumping chemicals into the drinking supply.
And I like the part where she goes, you thirsty? Oh, here's a straight glass from whatever city she was in.
And they were like, no thanks. We know what we're putting in that water. Your baby's come out with 4 heads. My microphone sounds weird still to me.
I don't know. It sounds good over here. Hey,
let's just be glad they're not cutting out today.
Yeah, they've been cutting out really bad lately. I think it's time to get a new mixer
just
or something.
Just on mine, though.
Oh, my gosh. What's today's date?
The 19th.
In 10 days, it'll be our 3-year anniversary of Foul Monkeys. Well, my 3-year anniversary.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you believe it? 3 years. Does anybody want to send me anything?
No.
No? Okay. No anthrax.
They need to send me something because my birthday is coming up.
Who gives a shit about your birthday?
I'll make you an omelet.
Who cared about yours?
No. Just as long as it's not Portuguese,
I'm burnt omelet. Give him a burnt omelet. He likes those the best. He told me so.
Gross.
Bash you in the ear.
Yeah, 3 years of comedy gold. Right here from Lakeland, Florida.
It wasn't as funny until I joined.
Comedy gold.
So yeah, May 29th,
it's
everyone.
Not that funny.
May 29th. Mark your calendars.
Oh,
that
we got
is
an
my
email.
Birthday.
We got an email back from Kevin.
I'm trying to talk. This is my birthday coming up, and I want everyone to know so that they can plan accordingly. We cared about your birthday. Now it's my turn. Yours is done and gone.
Well,
so
get on with it. Ooh.
Yeah, so Nicole's left the show.
She's had a tragic accident.
So we got an email back from Kevin, because remember we want to know where he was.
Right.
Sorry I didn't put in my location last email. This is Kevin from Oakland Park, Florida. Next time, I'll remember. Ricky, I'm not a Gemini. I just had my birthday on the 13th of this month, which makes me an Aries. Yeah, you're still fucked up.
Oh, I'm a Gemini.
I mean, yeah, you're fucked up. If you listened to the last two shows we did, you'd know. As for being fucked up, some people, Nicole, have different reasons for thinking I'm fucked up. Aries are known for being hard-headed, and that's how I roll. One more thing. Yes, I love Julian, but I'd love you more, or I wouldn't listen. I also love Nicole, too. She's comedy gold. I put that part in just to make you feel better.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but she noticed you, he, that
he really
you
wrote
last.
It. He really wrote it. Last thing, I swear, one trend that I'm too old for that the should-be-wearing-a-safety-helmet on the short bus guys are doing is wearing their shorts below the butt and showing off their boxers. It's stupid. I lost count on how many times I've seen pants fall to the ground because the retard, I know, not PC, didn't have a decent grip on them. I have no interest in seeing their underwear. I just want to kick them in the ass and slowly walk away because, you know, they can't run to catch me.
Because their pants are around their ankles.
I'm actually glad I'm too old for it because that's one trend that needs to die a painful death.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why do they even bother wearing pants? Because
the only time I
want to
see their underwear is when it's on my floor.
Yeah. I'm not saying this to bash Nicole, but did you notice how much smoother and in order the show went last week?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh yes, I'm so sure.
It really did.
With Ricky, who like doesn't plan anything.
He had a list.
I had a list
of topics, and we stuck to the list.
Well, how come when we did the list, we just didn't do the list?
Well,
and it's not my fault.
Look at the denominator.
Yeah.
Wow. Uncomfortable.
She needs to cover her denominators up.
Your denominators.
Just for that, I'll take my shirt off and sit here in my brizzle.
They're distracting.
I'll take my bra off, too.
Oh, shit. We get to see them big brown bloney nipples.
Anyway. That is not me.
Hairy.
That's someone else that you've seen.
Hairy nipples.
No.
No, you don't have hairy nipples?
No.
Are they inverted?
No.
Oh, okay. They're all out and about?
They, like, stick out like a pencil eraser. And...
Yes.
Pencil
like the kindergarten
eraser.
Erasers, the big, fat,
yeah.
Brown ones. No.
I don't think she likes it when we gang up on her.
Trucker Alex says, I haven't laughed this much since the diarrhea episode. Oh, but he's referring to the show I was on with Archer. So,
gotcha.
Thank you, Trucker Alex.
I listened to that the other day,
you
the
did?
Diarrhea episode. It was so funny.
Have you heard the diarrhea episode?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
What show number is it? Do you know?
70 or 80 something.
Oh, okay. Wow, that seems so long ago.
It was so funny. I was like,
We have a voicemail. You want to listen?
Sure.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
No, I will not press pound key for more options. Okay, it's Bjorn. So I have an entry for your Real Housewives of Polk County. So this was kind of like a Real Housewife of Northern Minnesota type situation too. Okay. Girl's name will always be like Tiffany or Amber, or if you're lucky, like some, you know, emotion like joy, hope, faith type thing. Okay, so she'll have like two kids, but one will obviously be not the man she's living with. They won't be parents, they won't be married, and they'll be living in a trailer. She'll be working at Walmart, and she'll be missing one random tooth up front. Not like a whole mouth of them, one random tooth, and like another one will have like a big obvious cavity in it. Film.
With film.
And she will have a southern accent. She will have that redneck accent. I don't care if she's from, you know, Washington or Florida. She will be all like, "I welcome to Walmart. Can I help you die?" And she will be the...
Okay, wait. First of all, that did not sound country. That sounded like racist black talk. But anyway. Okay, here we go.
The whitest thing on the face of the earth with probably the worst dye job ever. Sorry, Nicole. I think I just described you.
Right. Good one. From Florida to Minnesota, Bjorn.
It's lovely cold day.
You're not used to this, are you?
Bjorn forgets that I have his instant messenger name. We shall see if he says anything else about me.
You're not used to being picked on, are you?
No, because I'm so awesome. And humble, too.
You know, kind of what you wrote about yourself on the chalkboard in the kitchen.
What'd she write?
Nicole is awesome, and then the yesterday's date. And I'm like, yeah, but only on this day.
I didn't see that.
Womp, womp. Oh, it's time for Big O Nap. Shit.
Bitch, you slept till like 10:30.
Dirt nap.
I didn't sleep till 10:30. I slept till 9:45. 9:38, I think, is when I woke up. Well, I originally woke up at 8:30, and then I went back to bed at 8:32.
Dude,
one of the dogs farted.
It was probably Otico.
Damn.
He's like sound asleep, too. He's just like...
Oh, he does it in his sleep.
Like an old man.
Don't look at me.
He usually can hear it, though. It's like the truck air brakes.
Why do I see steam coming out of that?
It would never surprise me if you did see.
Oh, that one's nasty.
Because he can pass some rotten gas.
That's what I call my dog dumpster butt. Because that's what it smells like. Dumpsters, just dumpster shit falling out of her butt.
Dumpster shit. I have an appointment. It's supposed to be around 4 or 5.
Bitch.
He has to have his big O nap before then because you know he's going to get worn right out after 2 minutes.
Well, he tried to appoint last night, but
it didn't work.
Having
the roommate kind of sucks. They're not into that.
Like, sure you can.
They're always like, this is what they do. Ooh, can I watch you and your roommate? I'm like, we're friends.
Yeah.
That's not into that. And they're like, oh, never mind.
Nuh-uh, really?
They don't even know who it is.
You could have a female roommate for all you know.
Yeah, I guess, but.
They'll be like Lou and like, oh, skinny boy.
Yeah.
He gives Ricky a big old hug and grind and
yeah.
And he goes to hug me to leave. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm touching the skinny person.
He's like, ew, this is gross.
Like he had some like
leprosy.
Mole or leprosy on his face or something. Like, he didn't want to touch him. He's like,
the awkward, like,
hug? Seen you in 10 years, so I'll just.
Yeah, that one.
Aw. Womp womp.
It was kind of funny.
Or the uncle that just touches a little bit too much.
Whose hug lingers a little too long to be familial.
Right. Familial? Mm-hmm.
That's a word. Look it up.
It is.
Familial?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Why don't you say, what's familial?
Like a family?
Oh, I was thinking familiar.
No.
Okay, I get it.
Trust me. I know what words I'm saying.
If you seek Amy.
Where's all that college learning now, boy?
If you seek Amy.
Really?
I wasn't the only one that didn't get that. Amanda took about 10 minutes to get it last night. No,
get
the
what?
Night before last.
Well, who the hell hasn't heard this song that played on the radio for 5 minutes?
I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, can't you see what I see? Love me, hate me, say what you want about me. All the boys and all the girls are begging to F-U-C-K me.
Yeah.
Oh, some...
I told you.
It's either Finbar's breath or Otico's
ass. It's ass. It is ass.
Finbar's breath is a pretty close second to ass.
Death breath.
It's not that bad.
Sam, my dog Sam has death breath. Sophie has dumpster butt. And I don't know about Maggie yet.
She's
we'll
not
find
old
out.
Enough yet.
Although she did take a dump at the mall when we first got her, right in the grass, and it was like, ooh, we had to walk away. We could smell it.
That's a warning.
I know, when Annika does that outside, it's like...
Stand down wind.
Oh, yes. Because his is bigger, big as a person.
It is. It's nasty.
Big old honking pile. Oh, I took Annika out the other night.
And sometimes he'll get going and just keep going for like 5 minutes.
And you're like, really, dog?
That's Finbar. Finbar will walk and poop forever.
How about Simba? She has ladylike crap.
She goes, and 2 seconds it's over with, she's done.
She's like, I poop once a day.
Yes, she does.
And it smells like roses and comes out with a little pink bow wrapped around.
Oh, Lord. That'd be awesome.
It picks itself up in a plastic bag.
Present.
All right, this show's getting, like, out of hand. It's time to go.
You're out of hand.
If you want to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Leave us an iTunes review. We'd love you forever. Nicole will love you long time.
Me love you a long time.
God. Oh, it stinks.
You said, God, he went, like, what? What did I do?
Let's see, what else can you do?
P.O.
You
Box.
Can, we didn't when talk about the Twitter. You're on Twitter now.
Yes, everyone. I am
on
Twitter.
Do you want to talk about your experience?
I'm addicted to Twitter. I need my Twitter patch because I got it on one day and I've had like 45 updates in one day. That's sad. Now I'm up to like 75 and I've only had it for like 3 days. If that.
Love the Twitter.
But my Twitter, you can follow me at DarlingNikki. 529.
Yes.
Two K's in the word Nikki.
Like the song.
Yes, like
or
the Prince song.
KKK without a one
without
K.
The extra K.
Right.
Now we just need to get Julian up on there.
Get a Twitter.
I'm being resistant.
You will
resistance
fall.
Is futile. Trust me. I was always like, Ricky, you're so lame. Why are you always Twittering? And now I'm like, Twitter. I got Twitter. I wake up in the night and I'm like, I got to Twitter something.
I got to Twitter about my dream.
I just woke up, y'all.
Now I'm going back to bed, y'all.
That's my Twitter. We need to check the P.O. box, too. I don't think we've checked it in about 12 years.
We do need to check that.
There might be something cool in there. Maybe like a belated birthday gift for you.
This is true.
Probably not, though.
And how much do we love belated birthdays?
Or a mail bomb.
Oh. Wow.
That says to Julian.
No, they love me, Nicole.
Since you're the newest member.
They love me.
They and, like me. They really like me.
People think I'm cute even with mud masks on.
Oh, yeah, Archer goes.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, but this
the
is
Hulk.
What you have to listen to Archer's. Oh, I wish I. Oh, I do have it on here. Hold on.
Finbar, get down.
Let's see here. Let me see Archer's show.
You should have said, they won't like me when I'm angry.
All right.
Your green Hulk face.
Well, Ricky got me with the picture. I'm like on the computer. He's like, hey, Julian.
Czar,
will you put them on their eyes?
Yeah, I totally want that to happen to her.
Talking about you.
She'd have to be drunk, almost passed out.
Really? What are you talking about, Arabian goggles?
I think that's because that's that area.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to come over one night and we're going
to
do...
And like, you know, the harder you try to hold it, the more your body wants to expel it.
Oh, yes. I look like you're 320.
Oh! 320 pounds?
I actually took tomorrow off.
Oh, it's kind of moved and have to go to the doctor and get any shots,
too? Oh, yeah. I mean, and he...
His calls and his... Oh, so, my God.
This sounds really weird, like possession tape.
Yeah, oh, I don't have time. Thing, that's... This is...
Yeah, but you need to do it for yourself.
Right, and I don't like to sit at a desk like...
At your back door, you can go.
I think it was after your weight and before the other guys joined the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Julian is quite a hottie.
You think?
Yeah, how old is he?
He is 33.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's a hottie. You have that picture on your Foul Monkeys forum. At least with that picture, he looks like a hottie.
Oh, with a mud mask on?
Oh, is he wearing a mud mask? Yes. Now that you say that, I see it.
No, that's his normal skin tone. He's right. Kermit.
I can't wait to tell him that.
I just thought he was really white.
That's
funny. Yeah, he looks like he's in good shape. He's got a nice face.
He's a thinner guy. Well, not. I mean, you know, he's average. He's not real big at all, but.
And he's gay?
Yeah, he's out on a date right now with a really fucking hot guy. And I was like, oh, I want to fuck him.
I say that when I see hot guys, too. I want to fuck him. Actually, I mostly say I want to suck them because I'm into the oral.
I could do that, too.
Yeah, I can do either one.
Is that it? I think it's always that.
Very flexible.
I just thought he was really white.
Racist!
Right.
If he'd been really dark.
It's like the snow in Alaska.
Dude, I seriously...
Pure and white.
I'm going to come over here one night and we're going to go on Archer Show together because every time we try, they make fun of me because it never works.
Well,
because I have a Dell and not a Mac. Excuse me.
You can barely make it for this show.
I'm here right now, biatch.
That's why we're having to do the show right now.
You're going on a date later. I, unlike you, have no life. So I can do this now.
What time are you guys going to dinner?
I don't know. I have to get back.
Did you hear me? Guys.
Guys?
Hey, could you make that around 5?
Why? Because you need an appointment time?
Yeah.
I might need to come over at 5
and
throw off your game some.
Mm-mm. I won't answer the door.
I'll just walk in.
I'll tell him to come through the back.
Probably.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Come in the back door.
Oh, gotta go.
Dumpster bug.
All right, people. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Julian.
Holler.
Peace.
See ya.